Capital 263.
Sanbona ni linjani igama lami ngingu Awakhiwe Umuzomhle wakosibanda and my stage name is AWA African Women Arise and I'm a female MC from the city of Kings going to Tuziyathunqa komfazi utshaya indoda iqamu la ibhuqi and you are tuned in to Capital 263 keep it real Fridays.
Welcome to Keep It Real Fridays. I am your social architect, Celestine.
And I'm Brian Willis, no relation to Bruce.
And it's the month of April and Easter madness around the corner.
Yep, it's Easter Friday today.
Easter Friday.
Yeah, please.
Are you traveling?
No.
Why not?
Anamari.
Okay, I'm traveling.
Drago. Ni Mariani.
And na ngumari, but I'm traveling.
Ni Mariani.
Wavers. But yeah, let's
which
just
sugar mama
into,
did you hook up with this time?
My goodness.
Anyway, straight into the news.
My goodness. Straight into the news. Let's just address a few things. We received some backlash from last week.
We always receive backlash.
We always do, but this one was like a bit on a level up, on a bigger scale. And we received some love as well. You know, I'll read some of the stuff. But anyway, I think Chango will send out like some screenshots and stuff after I get permission. Because they said some funny stuff
anyway. On Twitter.
But yeah, how do you feel about last week's episode,
Look,
Brian?
I'll be honest with you, man. A lot of things could have been handled better.
Mm.
And some people are thinking that we wanted to shoot him down.
Your estrogen levels are quite
high. Look, man, I think I confused the lines between being an interviewer and being a fan.
Being a stan,
whatever the fuck, yeah. Being a stan, whatever you want to call it, the lines were blurred, and there were some things that he said that affected me in a way I should have handled.
And vice versa, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
or maybe he can speak for himself. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, truth of the matter is, I lost my cool, and I'd like to apologize to Tin Diamond and his crew, and Amara Brown was in here as well. And his affiliates and all the listeners of Keep It Real Fridays. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, I should have asked them the questions, but, you know, getting the emotions involved, I don't think that was very necessary. And also, there was artwork going around on Facebook that Cash bit.
Oh, the apologies are done already?
I said I'm sorry.
You didn't apologize to me, nigga?
Fuck you. Anyway, I wanted to say there was some artwork that was going around that Cashbird is dropping ventilation for.
And the artwork was nice. What a waste.
That was Bright 360's deal, man. I don't know what the fuck is up with that dude. There's no diss track.
Should I just bring out something? Because that
there's no diss track coming out for Tin Diamond.
That nice artwork can go to waste.
Well, Cashbird told me he was about to, but then he put it aside. It was actually recorded and shit. But he put it aside. It's not. I don't think it's gonna drop. I think he's gonna give 10 in his inbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully 10 will just share it with
if
the rest
if
of the
he
world.
Wants to drop it, he can drop it.
I heard the song. I heard the song though, but I guess it's all up.
Shut up.
It's all up to 10 Diamond if he's gonna share it with the rest of the world.
Anyway, there's no love lost between me and 10 Diamond. Let that be clear. There's no beef or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's nothing else.
And moving along. There were some interesting music releases and video releases this week.
Mile
from Various.
Oh, he dropped Trading Hours. Woo wee! That thing is just a roller coaster of emotions, man.
Highly anticipated.
Woo! That kid needs to follow up with that shit, man. We need videos. We need fucking shows, man.
What's your favorite tracks on the project?
Muchitaura. Yeah, okay. Which is weird for Mile to name something in Shona, but
okay.
Yeah.
Salad. My home salad.
Muchitaura. And also Damaged Goods. There's a song called Damaged Goods. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that kid went really emotional on that item. In fact, the whole thing is just a story.
Yeah, I even saw some reactions from other peers in the industry. I saw MC Cut say, Verseless and Mile are like Drake and 40 when they're like really going in and stuff. So that's a huge compliment.
There's serious chemistry between Mile and Verseless.
Yeah.
Philo. Pause.
Yeah. Moving along. Today we're just keeping it snippy and short and whatnot.
The interview got a bit
and
long.
And Coco Master Zim is shooting a video for Tell Me featuring Hubie Blakes. And he's going to do like a challenge to find his leading lady. Because I was just having a conversation with him. Like, dude, you know what? Don't take too long. I know it's hard to like find the right one. Just put it out there. Put a call out and they'll flock in and you'll get the right one.
I got a challenge for him.
Mm.
What's I think he should get a woman who's as natural as possible, who reflects a natural female beauty. None of these makeup pasted what chichi. Any natural.
POY did the same. Remember that chick with the
bullet hole in the leg?
You know, natural.
No, you know,
flat tummy.
No,
she was just natural.
The thing with POY's thing is the her ladies were revealing too much.
Okay.
You understand? They needed to be toned. But oh, a leading lady,
I think it's gonna
Coco Master.
Yeah,
she needs to be like natural because I'm sure the video won't be like skimpy.
I'm
hoping.
Okay. Anyway, I'll pass on the message, and I'm sure even if you're listening, Coco Master, you just heard some free advice from Brian Willis over here. And just to wrap up on the news and jump into the a song we're gonna drop in a bit by, is it Mike or Mick? Jengua, Roller Coaster, featuring Maniac Breezy.
Maniac Breezy.
Sneak roll. Yeah.
Did the producer write that shit?
The producer.
Hashtag.
Fire the producer. Nigga scribbling like a grade two.
Maybe he wants to be a doctor.
Ah, this guy.
Busy writing with his left foot.
But anyway, let's get into this new tune.
Yeah.
And we've got some people dropping, having like an event,
yeah, we got
events,
some,
right?
Yeah, there's an event coming up, and they're going to just tell us a bit about that. So stay tuned.
It's just so much today. Keep it real Fridays.
Brian Willis.
Silatine.
Hey, yo, good people. It's the boy M.I.K. Manjengwe. Listening to Keep It Real Fridays. This song that is about to drop for you is something straight out of my new project album coming out soon, titled The Legend Status. Producer, Gavin Dreamer, feature Maniac Beezy. I hope you all enjoy. Shout out.
Girl, I know that you want it. Girl, I can put you on it. So let's be honest.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we're back. We have a special event alert.
We got two lovely ladies who got an announcement that they need to make from 194 Entertainment.
Very lovely ladies.
Anyway, ladies, you can just introduce yourselves and tell us what this show is about.
Hip Hop in the Sun.
Hello there. My name is Lily Shelflow. I'm the media person at 194 Entertainment.
Okay, okay.
And I'm here with my director.
Hi, my name is Miss Fafi.
Hey, Miss Fafi.
Director,
hey.
This sounds serious.
Very serious.
So tell us about Hip Hop in the Sun.
Oh, Hip Hop in the Sun is a festival that is there to promote hip hop artists and every other aspect of hip hop there is, namely rap, dance, graffiti.
Okay.
And a whole lot of other things that are involved in
any hip-hop. Battling?
Yeah. Yes. Of course.
Nice. Because I'm seeing quite a lineup here. We got Wordsmith, King Active, Sharky, Mike Pimp, Funnyf, DTI,
some heavy hitters.
Chilla, R Peels, Pike Graffiti, Talk Money, Roman Rap, Jeezy, Marcus, Mile, Nido, Kara, Trod, Prout.
Okay, I don't know any of
Gibbs,
these guys.
Gibbs, Mech, Gavin Dreamer, Coded. Coded is a dancer, yeah?
No. He's not.
He's not. He's a rapper.
He raps as well, but he's also a beat maker.
Oh, okay. Zero Beats, Raheem, Beatboxer, Kush the Truth, and we got DJs MC Trake and DJ Drew and Tayshawn. It's Tayshawn, right?
Yeah.
I was about to say Tayseen.
Okay, okay.
And we also have a special appearance by... We might have a special appearance by Leonard Mofumo.
Okay.
How's he associated with hip hop?
He raps now?
He's just coming to support.
Just to support?
Okay. Yeah. All right. For the love of the game.
I'd love to hear a rapper feature on his album at some point. that would be dope. You could so the venue is it's at
Motor Action Sports Club in Eastleigh.
Okay,
that's in Eastleigh, and $5. Yeah,
from what time?
From 12 p.m. Till late.
Till late.
The program actually ends at 7. So for you to enjoy the celebration of the culture, you have to be there on time.
All right.
And then we're going to jam afterwards.
Okay.
So there'll be like an after party.
A jam session.
I'm definitely looking forward to that.
This is on the 22nd of April. And admission is $5 to jump in. So you guys, if you want to pull up, please show your support. These are people making actual moves
right,
in the hip-hop industry and trying to like celebrate the culture. So we just had to have them here. And
you mentioned it's hip-hop in the sun. I know most of our listeners want to know, okay, is it going to be food or drinks or refreshments or...
Most definitely. You
know? All right.
But it's going to be something...
bring your own cooler box? What's the situation?
No, you don't bring your own cooler box. Drinks will be for sale.
Okay.
Food will also be there. You can bring your children as well.
Okay,
So it's going to be family friendly.
You heard that?
Okay.
You heard that, Brian? You can bring your children as well.
Shut up.
And it's also going to be pocket friendly.
And pocket friendly.
Yeah. The drinks are on sale and the food will be affordable.
Okay, I'm sold on that one. Pocket friendly.
Anyway, thank you so much, ladies. Where can people find you on social media?
Social media, we are 194 Entertainment on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Then on Twitter and Instagram, it's 194ENTZW.
All
right. So at 194ENTZW on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And Facebook is 194 Entertainment.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
I really, really think I'm going to pull up to this one since you said it's a family.
I'm sold. I'm going to be there.
Family. Some of us are family people, you know what I mean?
You know?
Yeah.
Let's
move into the guest, yeah?
Move into the guest.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Catch up.
About giveaways.
Oh, yeah. And the giveaways.
Yeah.
They're giveaways?
They're giveaways.
Yeah. Ooh, tell us about that. I didn't know about the giveaways. They're not on the poster.
We have a Hip Hop in the Sun t-shirt for the listeners at Keep It Real Fridays.
Yay.
We've got a t-shirt and a ticket for one person.
All right.
How do they get this t-shirt? The listeners.
They have to answer a few questions on the Keep It Real Fridays page.
Right.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, that's awesome. So there's a t-shirt and a ticket.
And a cap.
And a cap.
And a cap.
Does the person get the cap, the t-shirt at the same time, or there's a t-shirt for one person, a cap for another, and then a ticket for another?
Yeah, one thing for one person, so that everyone gets.
So there are three people that can win.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
Nice. So you heard that. If you're a Keep It Real Friday listener, go to our page on Facebook. There are going to be a few questions that we're going to be asking you, and the winner gets a either a ticket, a t-shirt, or a cap.
Or a cap.
Yeah.
All right. Don't rig the whole thing, Brian. Let the listeners win something, man.
Right.
Man. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Your pleasure's ours.
You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Hey, yo. It's DeCapo Days.
And I'm your boy, Slack OG.
And I'm Chanta TJ.
And together we are blessed genius souls. Subscribe. Or follow us on SoundCloud,
Audio Mac,
YouTube, at Blast Genius Souls. You're tuned in to
Keep It Real Friday.
That's what it do, y'all.
Welcome to the second segment of the show, where we have some very important guests in the building, some heavyweights and heavy hitters.
They hit hard, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, welcome Tierra Baluti and DJ Towers.
Thank you.
I don't think DJ Towers' intro was appropriate.
It's
DJ
appropriate.
Towers, do your thing.
Do your thing. You may introduce yourself, in other words.
They call me DJ
Towers.
Hey, man, let's just excuse my vocal chando. It's like a flu.
Anyway, guys, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks, but I'm gonna
thing is that when you go about with child, she is switching and she's not going to go
see. I'm a one. What about the accent? Go accent. I'm not going to pick over and be.
There's no change.
Because when you're on for one semester, it's okay. It's a connection. You know, like that.
Somebody go put out you want to like a visa, chetiga. Accent thing,
you know.
You know, cheerio.
Righto.
Yeah. And we have Tiara. It's like lovely to meet you. And it's good to finally put a face to the name and everything else.
I already had a face.
Okay,
she already had, but I mean like in person.
Not as in videos.
Yeah, I know. She's looking very bayable today.
Thank you.
As always, of course.
He's single.
She's single?
No, you are.
No, I'm not single.
She's not single.
Ouch.
But yeah.
Burn, bruh.
Who's burning?
You. Yeah,
and just, anyway. Anyway, guys, welcome again.
Thank you.
Towers, so how was the UK tour? Besides the weather.
Hey, I'm on a...
The crowd.
I don't want to lie to you. But first of all, now I just want to thank MC Kat. Nokuti dear like the guy I got on Discuff.
Okay.
Nice.
Dream Rehab. Like people can understand the Rehab. Like Rehab Studio. It was dope. Like Kat anuni dauti ya garani mbanji. Nokuti life ya giri dope.
Okay.
Like I don't want like UK ga. I'm the first. Can I pane my DJ? I got me in the UK. We know it's a sold out show. Dumbro to and phone. No, but me, I'm the first one.
You're the first one.
With a sold out show, and I'm so proud to share stage with Trevor, Nastana, Nuzati, Arabi King, Nastana, Nuzati. I want to say with Nastana, the king of hip hop.
Let him claim it.
Yeah, he's king of hip hop.
I don't think Stana will be shy to claim that. I don't think so.
No, he won't be.
He won't.
No, but if you see that punishment is not a sort of chema, but I'm not saying that you never sat down with shit. Ukaona your music, usinga kwanza ku visa belt, uchi visa boots, begira kwa chini scan wala, usadua kutanga music.
Okay. just on the tip.
Security checks, baba.
Your tip your royalty. So can we say DJ Towers is the king of DJ in hip hop?
Inini ninga kwanza mwacha wala di ndoa star. But right now. I need to seek not any optician because and school na competition.
There's no competition.
And school na like for
even
real.
When he talks in punchline.
But it's no, I like the confidence. He's being true to himself, man.
But I'm so deep of duty. In data unge sadara siro mdara and jiki.
Okay.
Because in dina ghost ride.
All right.
And I'm not shy with this tower.
Who's your ghostwriter? Now you're shy.
I was tell people the ghostwriter on it's three letters.
G-O-D.
C-U-T.
Three letters.
Okay. Just
And I'm so proud in a ghostwriter because, like, I don't believe a mandiri.
Okay.
Besides, I believe a mandiri. For me, Chunjan don't go tender right now. It's my parents. Like people around me, if you see Tiara, like a sister.
Okay.
We are on the same like recording label, Serious Crew Records.
All right.
Serious Crew.
I'm so honored. Kuti munaneta ma videos akapinga kudaro. And I sweet nge matowe.
Okay.
Understand. Kuti every time when I look at Tiara, don't give up, my sister.
No.
Yeah. Unotuenda kana kuti kumaz ni music.
Thank you.
Tiara, leader of the new era.
Yeah, that's me.
Where have you been? You've been kind of on the low.
Last year, I was staying in SA.
Okay.
I was working on something. I have a project that I'm working on. And Nabanadzoka. I'm working with my executive producer, Women of Zimbabwe.
Okay.
Because I'm working on my EP.
Who's he or soon. She?
Simba Tags. Yeah, so we have a song coming up soon, and yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Okay, all right. What happened to the school of pole dancing? I thought that was one of the things you went to SA for.
What?
No.
What?
Okay, it's a problem with the media. No. Yes, it was all over, but I you know what, I say that because when I was here, I was like, yeah, I'm doing pole dancing and stuff. And I was like, but I'm going to SA to do music. And then they were like, cool pole dancing, And I was like, ah, no, I'm not going to do that. But if you come with $1 million.
Okay. Question though.
Yeah, okay, fine. So you clarify. Okay, there's a difference, pole dancing and stripping.
No, okay.
So you never stripped.
I know.
You know, look disappointed, Celestine.
Even for $1 million.
I know.
Okay, so what kind of career would one get into if you studied pole dancing?
Okay, pole dancing is an art. You can teach people, like wives who want to be sexy for their husbands. Mm. You can have a pole in your bedroom, or, you know, pole dancing, it's like you're going to gym. It's like some people, they don't want to go to gym. Mm. So you'd be flexing on the pole, everything you're doing.
So you do it to train others. Is there any other like career like you can choose? Maybe videos, video fixing and stuff. So are there any videos of you on a pole?
Not yet.
Just curious.
Nah.
I'm asking for a friend, yeah.
Which friend?
Not yet.
Because when I saw that article, I was like, what? Okay, the thing that appalled me was, like, why in South Africa? How come she doesn't want to start with a home, you know?
At least you can clarify this.
But in SA, people make a lot of money just by teaching, you know, like anybody who wants to pole dance.
Okay,
but Celestine, maybe you should try it.
It can be a hobby. It's nice. You should try it.
I'll try it, so I can do some moves.
Splits on the pole, some turn moves around
for my imaginary lady. But yeah, it's good to have you back.
At least you clarified, Goody. There's a difference between pole dancing,
and stripping,
I'm
you know
actually
what? Some other people end up being strippers because you cannot dance. You're stiff. You know, like, if you're stiff but you want to get money in the club, you can strip. You know, it's easy. You know, like, any girl can seduce any guy. So that's the easiest thing that you can do. But you have to be on point. You must have the kind of nice shape, smell nice, but...
So you never did any bachelor parties or anything? No,
I do.
You still do?
Okay, for now.
You're asking for a friend?
I'm asking for a friend.
All right. Bachelor parties, I can, but it depends with the cash.
The cash?
Yeah, with the cash.
So what kind of bag are we looking at here? So that I know.
It's not something that I can say.
Okay, we'll talk when the cameras are off.
Yeah,
it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. When the mics are off.
I'm a boy.
No, we have we have a shooter today. Come on now. We have a shooter.
We're mainly a podcast.
We usually don't have a shooter, but we need to acknowledge our shooter today. But yeah, we have a
missed
shooter.
Missed some action last week, though. But anyway, let's carry on with the interview.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were saying bachelor parties and everything. Yeah, you know, it's also good. It's a nice feeling for guys to see girls dancing on the pole, and also strippers are also needed, you know, obviously. I really want to see it, but my thing that I do is, like, I used to do it's pole dancing, but for the meantime now I don't do it. But if you come with your $1 million,
I can do pole dancing.
Okay. But now you know, I'm sticking to my music. Rap, right, and everything, because 2 years ago when I lost my mom.
Oh, shame. Sorry about that.
It's okay. She used to tell me that, Goody, you're a very good singer. And I was like, I don't want to sing. I want to rap.
You're gonna rap.
But I started my first song that I recorded with Philo. I was singing. I did a song for my mom. And then I didn't release it because of my reasons. I'm not going to say it. So, and then I was like, I know, let me just leave this type of thingy, because singing, there's a lot of competition here, and I was like, I know, let me just try rap. And then I did it, and it's working for me.
Who you think is your competition singing wise?
Enzim. No, I don't think I have competition.
Singing wise.
Okay, singing. Well, singing.
Yeah, singing wise. Who got you to not sing? Because you were like, there's a lot of competition singing wise. So who was it?
I'm not sure of the name, but the one who sang my Cynthia Mari.
Cynthia Mari. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd quit too if I
would. We need to hear your voice before you go. We need to hear your voice. DJ Towers.
What up?
It is to my understanding that you're an MSU graduate.
True.
So is this where the title Makudo a graduate came from?
That's true.
Why Makudo though?
And got in those cavaros, but you know, era Shogum Kanye.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Saga.
All right.
Kanye. Saga Makudo, I graduate.
Okay.
With the music and it, with my executive producer, I see storytelling.
Okay.
Like Torangano, Zanambia, Mutambo, rest in peace to Kunambia Mutambo.
Okay.
RIP. Saga RIP, serious. Saga. As Mbuya Mulam. Rest in peace. Like, Tikati Makuda graduate.
Yeah.
I'm meaning to say, Nrishoko Raga graduate. In my album right now, I drop a two more tracks.
Okay.
And Zunonagi thought that drop a two more tracks is no boy, Daga UK tour drop a two more tracks.
Yes. Who's the guy's album is?
Doubting on the Imbiraga na Anunzani. Gana president of China. Gana Chi. But shout out to God. I'm nothing but God.
Alright.
Yeah, shout out to God. No, the punishment would be no one's a good mirror. Like, they funga something out. They get to watch Chaganaga and do that with him. And I got I never expect to end up with UK. For real.
Okay.
I never. Like, with music, you can go to Roti. DJ Tower. Or no, perform it.
What's wrong with UK? T-shirt or peace?
Is that the only thing you do? Like, whenever a song by Notanga and you're like, they call me DJ Towers, how would you have contributed to that track? I always wanted to ask.
Sometimes, like my executive producer, like Kati, I don't need to see this.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah.
When I say to talk about this song, to not get a pass as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But 90% in Nigeria executive producer. We also die so. Not that I'm so proud with it. I got a good track. Ndirindega, like UK. I got a track. And I got a good me, Stana, and a couple of Nigerian guys and Cameroon guys. Nice. That's my first international collab.
Okay.
But I was gone so. And I was big. You want to marriage a mangito. But I want to make sure that I just come.
Yeah.
You understand?
This guy, I just have to be prepared because every word, next thing, punchline.
No, the other things that I used to, like, to do, like, stuff but someone.
Yeah.
With punchlines. But for me, there's a time, and that's also not that I need to do for myself.
Definitely. That's necessary sometimes.
But also, I know I keep it to myself. Tiara, figure MP, you understand?
But tell me something, DJ Towers.
What up, man?
Wakatanga say, how did you start with hip hop? Like, the very beginning, your story.
My story, Mozadi, I don't want the pins on my name, but. Mm. It's my time to shine.
Chichama pins on myself.
It's
my pins and Puma pins. I mean,
but before pins on myself, we need to go to a water. We need to go to a young water break and rehydrate.
Is it getting hot in here?
Because it might get hot in here. So I don't want you to spark up some fires before.
I'm not sparking up anything, dude. Sky,
keep it real Fridays.
Hey, what up? This is Tiara Baluti, and you're listening to Keep It Real Friday.
And we're back.
Mm.
This time we actually did have a water break. I actually drank some water.
Active and rehydrated.
Papa's number up.
You fake it till you make it sometimes. You know, it's necessary.
Anyway, where were we?
Towers was saying something. I think he was talking about his background. Eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hip hop.
Okay. Weren't you a part of Team Bo?
That's true.
Yeah.
Nah, that's true. I just want to say, like, shout out to Shingi.
Well done.
Shout out to Shingi.
Yeah.
It would be like, Ndo Chakudeng is the reason. And I got pinned the music industry.
Okay.
Like, I met Shingi at Andrew College.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Uru College, you got a big red zoom, which was a college, you understand? And I always want to keep it real, no opinion.
Okay. That's why you're here, man. Keep it real Friday.
Like, when I met him, I was a music, you understand? And I said, I need to help you, my guy. But the best thing, Shingi, Chakandi, Akandi Yambusa, the road to success.
Okay.
Not Akandi, don't meet a cat. Shingi, Chipo Chana, Chaka, you can discover Munaga Pink. When Taiwan's out, you understand Taiwan's on going to Guriyepwe when she Tauris.
Yeah.
And she Tauris. And those days, I want to say shout out to MMT. MMT right now, and the Guriyepwe, you got so, because you're in the Gunurara.
We need to sit those dudes down, seriously.
Like those days, in any, I don't want to lie to you, I'm the biggest fan. I'm a Reapers, yes. With the no bow and no kids. Okay, the track rack when you download and don't. And I'm the biggest fan of hip hop. So when Panandina, like Shinga, do not like you. Yeah. Diaga don't meet a cat. And the cat, MC cat.
Yeah.
Like Misty, Kelvin, do I change your life? Yeah.
All
right. Right now, go Kiran Dega. Cat, like, you know, with DJ Towers.
Yeah.
There's people behind that name.
Okay.
The cat. You understand? Kuti akandipa stereo, like you understand with DJ Towers, like kukupa those name, like also in Indandri Munu Yanga Garasi, you understand unge to boost it non coma compia to an article like Kunasga see when they're away. When Kat Abandu from that, I can bless him need an issue. This one, you understand, and my group is in studio. I go, we are to go meet at Stairs, I talk with.
Yeah,
Zaku, you need an issue, and then Kat. But Shunjagaita Dinyaso Zikano right now.
Yeah.
It's a mock. Like what they call me DJ Towers.
The tag, yeah.
I don't want to lie to you. Those words Nangona cut Taura Saizos. In the terms I change your life, yeah.
So that was stick.
And they don't wanna like some other dudes. Yeah. But sometimes they don't know what to know a brand. But sometimes you must give credit. Like for Lil Wayne, Drought Muza right now, I'm going to put credit on a bed.
He's been doing that his whole life. But anyway, hopefully one day, Kanata, that big, we might have. But jump on.
Like, people are going to say, like, put credit.
Yeah.
Put credit. Like, kutikune munu, like, if you understand, with the trick is Obuda, you want to
make it seem like Ndwewe.
Exactly. Like for me, you know, I'm a blessing there, DJ Towers. But I'm not going to behind those scenes. Like, because I'm going to my executive producer.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm proud. Right now, I'm a living legend.
Yeah.
And I do not like to, when I was pushing, right now, I'm a celebrity. I'm a
and you're totally celebrity. But you know what, Towers? What people. And some of the fans, because you guys maga build a, like a big fan base as Team Bo, and then all of a sudden you guys just part ways.
What happened between you and Shingi?
The thing is that Tingati Tataks share like the same vision. Vision and undeniable with music. The thing is that I was the biggest fan of Stan. Like right now, it's like my brother.
Okay.
But the moon on the garden, I ever side with a young son who's a whole show pain. Could I suppose put Yaki, Yapira?
Nestindo. Yeah.
I want to do something like that. Also, for me, I'm happy because I got two of Bemas, Leicester, London. And then the doing Yapere, my shoes, I don't. My tongue, Musalun, with Mama Zaraskan.
Again.
You understand? But with that, I only thank God. God. And Kat. Not Kat, I don't believe I'm indeed.
Yeah.
person and don't go far out. I don't believe I'm dear. When I say uti, my brother need to go this direction, and in a Zoratakamboti, I need this track, and that's what I can point out. I'm to execute that thing. But with Tim Boga, Ichiriko,
yeah, we see them.
Ichiriko, I'm not saying the thing is that, that's why I want to say it's my time to shine. Today is my time to shine with my sister Tiara. Sometimes if you brought down my style and wagarara soga, for me, I do not lie to you.
I don't think it's beefing, but for me, Timbo,
it was cool. But it's time to make guap. You understand?
So like I said, I make guap in my photos and my 2 million boots and all that jazz. You weren't making money. You were selling dreams.
You know one
for
thing,
real.
One thing I've noticed is like when they get along so much, the real money has started to come in. When that real money starts to come
that's
in,
true.
My plans change.
You know, I'll be honest with you, the Pantro Tango Batara ni nigga, I'ma cut this nigga off. Sell a tank. He can fuck off.
Tenshi like, Wirana, you know. I saw these guys at the 2015 awards. I can pick my sticker. The
matching outfits, bruh. Like
the biggest but the
thing is that Timbo was huge.
Yeah,
it was huge.
So people invested emotionally.
But
know?
For me,
but
all right. Can I ask you a question? Do you see Patayanga treat Timbo to come to show Blawa?
I don't think so.
Nope. Cause what about digital?
UK.
you understand.
I understand.
I used to talk shit. You understand?
Yeah.
I used to talk shit like, and he these are cannot come on. But right now, I'm talking about cannot sell out souls.
Okay.
You understand? And guap. Like for real, if you understand, I make like 4 figures. And again, I go UK too. And I bought a mixer.
$5, yeah.
No problem,
thanks.
But
don't need to marry a few. Seriously,
you understand? Ripa interview. Lady, I'm going to talk to you.
What's the deal? And I'm going to ask you. Yeah, okay, cool.
But for me, you understand? In doing that, I'm going to marry a short and I'll quan.
Okay.
But for me, you get toga. It changed my life because right now I got a mix, I got a new laptop.
Mm.
And you understand? In the for first time in my life. I got to get my mom a dress. I'm done.
Oh, well done, man.
I don't want to lie to you.
All right.
Not punishment is good. What is it? Punishment is good. Like people are around me this time. They are cool people. Punishment is good. You understand? Like, if you see, like for me, I always keep it real. Like right now, I'm. Like my hit song right now, I'm signed to like Serious School Records. My hit song is my song about Serious School Records. But with Tazita Cash, do not distribute everything. I'm signed with Stana.
Okay.
And I understand.
It's like a Serious Crew, is it under Tazita Cash?
It's not under.
But
but for me,
it's like they work together.
They work together.
Okay.
I don't even mind if you got a recording label.
Okay.
I can come. Make hits. Like right now, footy. Like if you see, I'm trying to create like a future for my Musukuri God, and you know me, I got a nose. Quite a nose gang records. You understand? Nose gang records.
God.
You understand? Like for me, in it's like right now, I'm a doctor right now. I got a. I'm scanning on involved right now.
Okay.
I don't understand. You love my nose. You love my skin. I'm so proud.
Okay.
Kuti, I don't understand. Into that people like people who understand me right now. Like in any andumbo words week and like if someone say the digital was a shot, I really and do this year. Like if I go beef new, I know kuti in that shot, like a shiba. And on do kupa shuru do chui ati chita beef.
Chita beef.
No pinga
foot. I don't think
no pinga.
I don't understand. So with people that they need. It was even like my weakness. I was gonna tell you, no, it would be free. I'm so it. If I'm gonna tell Ramon, I'll tell you what he buzzer. But I just want to say kuti sorry kune vanhu vandakatadzira when I was ndiri kutimbo zvandakataura, but in always vanhu vese vandakatadzira I always say sorry.
But did you like reach out personally kana ungotaura zvako ma
interviews? Aiyo, but personally. Yeah. Like for like punishment is a no regret, like thing with Zanda in Zalika zvandakaita zvizvi. Is a thing chando to regret.
What did you do?
I think I do those zvitsosera, but ndakamuti sorry
mukatsaura akati yebo
yakati yebo even asina kuti yebo ka, but for me even with Tasha yebo ndamutaurira kuti I'm sorry but through Facebook like right now ka ndane vanhu vakunditarisa. I don't want to share like vanhu andina unomumwa.
True.
I don't want like to even equals no andidisans kudzorera as long like Casper kana stana umwana ane mbiri
kudidai
hayo ndodzorera. Like if you beef na Trevor Dongo, Trevor Dongo anonaka nokuti ane mafans eva mabebe
esono vado
andona
to follow. But, okay,
nokuti ukanoda kudisana naye ka andonge munhu akafa anokuzikana hama dzake chete.
So motazo on Instagram how many followers
anetsa unge munhu, you understand, kunge munhu kunetsa unge munhu akafa anongonetsa hama dzake chete. You understand? You understand? Like for me, you know that I'm so proud. Like ndiro kudzokorodza zvizita. Shout out to like to Cut, MC Cut. Ana jealous about me. Like it's hard kuti munhu anobatsira umo munhu ka uenda ku UK. And right now I'm sitting naye chintaro what is your next move? Kuno mumwe munhu aifana akatochinja the way even ndiri kuchanda indibata kuti zviri sei. I want to tell you cannot. Even my mom knows kuti ndogara chitaurira vanhu. And shout out to my cameraman. And they don't like Katie. And I do not like to even my pictures anga. Ndakashatirira but
and speaking of your pictures, pane you know when we shared the artwork friends, munye aninga chiya ku interview asina shit munye.
What happened with your shirt though?
He came, okay, guys, he came with a shirt to the interview. For those listening, come off your shirtless, name my chain five.
I know, shout out like chain. Like, I'm
also
not that I need chain one because I'm softer one baby, so I'm going to pick a one chain.
Yes, man.
Okay, you understand.
So, I'm going to pick a three.
Fame number kanganisi, you understand? Fame number baiza, but I always understand people kuti like you know sort if you go like by UK up or scan wajuga, are so fly. Kunge nunzi, kunge kite.
So they're coming.
But shout out to I just want to say shout out to Nwaskano is our diaspora man.
Wanonya so wana lotions na
even shout out to my baby, yes, I'm not Zimbabwe.
But just to come back to Tiara a little bit. Tiara, is it the same with the fame, kuti, with the guys, kuti, you start to entertain all sorts of different crushes or whatnot, or is you just advances. Stuck to one guy or advances?
It's 50-50. You just have to be focused. You just have to know what you want. That is it. But yeah, you know, when you got the fame, you entertain all sorts of guys, and then you think that kuti, you are flying fans and get nunzi and all that, but
so,
you just have to know what you
so
want.
Basically, when you got into the game, you were single.
Yeah, I was single.
And entertaining a few guys.
No, I wasn't entertaining guys, but a lot of guys would come from all angles.
Yeah.
Blawayo, Mutari, everywhere.
You know, Tiara is giving off this very well behaved aura, but your it's music fake. Videos. I'm not saying it's fake, but I got a question for you. Dawapedz did a remix.
Yeah. What?
Ask him for a verse. Now he wants to get involved.
Okay.
Who that?
You know that song here, it was supposed to start like this. Mufano. Okay, fine. Let me just say the name. Anoji team Mufano Kuluveve. You know.
Calvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I asked him, I called him, and then I was like, Archie, I need a verse.
Oh, shit, this is getting juicy. Hey, you, pay attention.
And then he started saying all sorts of shit. You know, Tiara, you're a very attractive woman. I can do your verse for free. You know, I pay. But you know what? Just give me some. And
what the
just give me some. And I was like, no, this is not what I want. You need a verse from you, not Deke.
So Calvin offered
dick for the verse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so guys.
I was like, nah, this is the shit I need to rap about. And oh, then, man. In the end, I was like, you know, further on, Vanazoti, Robay Machanks, in a Bright 360.
That can't go my songs.
Yeah.
So, in the shot, yeah.
So, you know, it's wordplay. Robay Machanks, in a Bright 360. So, I think Vanazoti, I'm talking about Bright 360.
Who asked for
the thingy, but now.
So Bright 360's name is clear.
Yeah.
What did Bright 360 do to deserve that line, though?
Nothing. He did nothing.
Aish. Saka ango kanwam wordplay just for the sake of it.
At least Adam Wakand was like, I wouldn't do nothing if I was thrown into that. But anyway.
So ish, Calvin. Oh my goodness. How many more advances do you
probably
get,
a long
like,
time
growth?
Ago.
Oh my goodness. Calvin.
It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure I don't know. You guys still talk?
With Calvin? With Calvin.
No, we don't talk anymore. Don't talk anymore. But if we... But after this, I don't think we're going to talk.
Anyway, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but it was a very long time ago.
So, okay. Tiara, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. I think I asked this question to somebody else before. Mm-hmm. How does it feel being a female in this industry, and especially a female ane background, your pole dancing? Do people like take you seriously, or do they just see you like a piece of meat?
They don't take me seriously, but when I show them the side, it's no, this is not. I was like this, but nah, this is. I'm now doing music, so when I just make my when I just set my record straight, Kuta, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, some, they just, I don't tell it, but some, they just keep on persisting, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I know.
And as a female in the industry, which other females would you think you'd be able to work with? Because I'm noticing there's a bit of a division. Most females, there's always some sort of, tension. What's going on? I mean, you guys are like a minority in the industry, gender-wise.
Mm-hmm,
so, why?
If you're a female rapper, I call myself a goddess. I am a goddess. So, when I want to work with another female rapper or singer, she just gives me that attitude, like...
Like you want to steal a man.
You're nothing. I'm the ish here.
Do they all do that?
Or some...
Because maybe some of them don't, and then you throw off that vibe.
I know, I don't. No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but people think that. But I don't care what people think. I don't care.
Don't think you should care.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, they all say the same. Because Kiki Badass was up here. It's like, no one's my competition, whatnot. The same thing you're saying. So, I don't know.
It's like we all queens. I'm a queen. I have this thingy, hashtag rule your throne. I rule my throne. Stay in your lane. Like, if you want to come in my lane,
But lane, for female rappers is kind of like narrow. There's no way that
I have a story. I came from somewhere and I'm going somewhere.
So the next female is going to say the same thing.
Because kings can work together.
Exactly, but female rappers, they don't want to work together.
Like, would you work with Kiki Badass?
But would you?
Hell no.
Tell us, my second away.
Hell no.
Tell us.
No, why?
Why
though? What are the things that the only munanukwaso to judge Dimari is a case closed. But with Tiara, I like Zanoita. It's keeping real.
That's what we want.
Like, in for real. Like, shout out to all the ladies. In doing your big ama baby, that's kanga na ungu kapya. Kana ndi sort of naga ku soft aga. Usandi in the tin. Kana usinga ndi love. Kana usinga boyga ni mini anga. Bira ungu ndi ramba uta shit. No, see, so angu teore, which is no, which is cool.
So tell us, apparently, like any like female rappers on your besides Tiara. I'm sure Tiara has a song or two. Apana like anyone else?
Wandua kunza like shanta na. But usatu wa pindura and sana mbotora ngati
asata na pindura ndio
phone mira right now ka we are in my sensitive persons indaka sununguka ngukadza ita sei aita mwana for me with female
can we throw some names
or throw some names
dice
with dice for real. Ndakang unosaji inini. I want to keep it real. Ndakangu munzo anominero, but the answer na munzo song yake.
Okay.
But for me, ga is like a homework. I'm under blast. Chendo nunzo.
I think you should. She's
but
got
I had
mad visuals.
Like I had, uti aga kuironde. Yeah, aga ndaku German. That means it's dope.
Okay.
But they, shout out to Guna Dice. But another name
for wait, Germany.
Kiki badass.
With Kiki. With Kiki. Panish Mizu with my executive producer. Pani me we attend the Queen Daguti Kanapachinzi, Pani sort of like concept. I do not are involved, but for now, I don't see Nchenda with that side kind of like world.
Wait. Let's back it up here. We interrupted Tiara when she was about to answer a question why she wouldn't work with Kiki.
Yeah, that's true.
You say okay. Your exact words were. Let me try
hell
the voice as well.
Okay. Hell no.
Hell no.
Well, when I throw shade kuna Bright 360, and then they replied with their song Namakasati Terere. That's when I was like, my song just don't shut it. Like, why urukupindra nyetsa usinga zibe? I wasn't even talking about you. And then I was like, okay, fine. This girl doesn't like me. I'll be like, okay, fine. I don't care. But you know, funny. You know, we just don't click. I don't know what it is, but I don't care. I don't.
I think
even
I know why
find...
you two don't click.
Why is it?
Tell me.
They both give off the same aura. That Kiki, that oh, not Kiki, that Nicki Minaj kind of aura.
Now
that would be dope. DJ, don't make out with you. You better do that.
I like for real. If I put like Kiki na Tiara, the same song, it would be dope.
What it dies?
But if it dies, like for me, I must go see it with my like my team. Tumbo nyasufunga. Not I need to do like show junje my baby was serious.
Like, but you need to mediate a lot of things because Papo
the cat fights.
Everyone ain't gonna creative direction. No.
Just keep your camera up for the cat fights.
But for me, Tiara is like my sister, and I'm proud of her. He's telling the truth. Like, puno mo ano ka ano gutaroti? I ndom farira. Just keep it real.
Just one more question before we go to the next segment. We did a poll like a few weeks ago about like my female artists. How come they're not so consistent? One of the options was like maybe it's a lack of interest or lack of resources, or they're just lazy. I don't know what you feel in your. Some of the things that have held you back.
Sorry, your question again. You say
I was saying how do you what's holding you back as an artist?
Okay,
being off a dick for a verse.
Yeah, that's one.
So lack of resources.
Yeah,
there are plenty. She's being offered.
That's not a resource. That's not a resource, Shasha.
If you use it right, it could be.
Well,
Shasha, that's not. Yeah,
according to me, I have a bigger vision, you know, like I really don't see
so
myself.
The dick was too small for your vision.
Sorry, so Calvin. It's like just wasting my energy on things that I know that they're not going to take me somewhere. It's better for me to wait and, you know, wait for what I want. But
okay.
For Zim thing is nah. For Zim yaga dabwa. I'm an Amari. Like what he was saying. Pakenda ku UK now. Atsoka nemari. You know. Like I wanna, that's just holding me back. Like I'm an Amari.
Yeah, but for real.
There's no cash. And also resources.
I'm just trying to understand your situation. So Serious Crew manages you guys and they manage your recordings as well, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Do they have like power on with the okay, you're gonna release your album in August or country? I tell Chimbomira, Kandagana next year, just drop like 3 more songs.
The thing is that, like, with Serious Crew, like, even with Tazira Kesh, those recording label, one would accept as Andy.
Okay,
Nturu, you understand, those audience, like, they understand, like. Like for Kat, even with Stan, they understand. Like, especially Kat, Munaga, like, I do not like Kat and Fano Garanima, like, ane ma glass nguti ane vision vision
tichamudedza pano cut cut ne wanga vake tu
I but for you like ukona like cut akasumudza a dude like me ende makatarisa kuti DJ Towers is cut anogeta muzekezeke DJ Sibu you understand ndo kuti aka create a character
Not to big up Kat too much, but I read somewhere that he co-wrote Ndoa Pedzira, that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he has a good pen game as well. So
yeah, he's a very good songwriter.
Right, DJ Towers, you've mentioned a few times Kuturi Benz.
Yeah.
Now, on that tip, Hip Hop Awards, explain, please.
Okay. Ayo, all right. I understand, like,
explain please. What was happening? Because when I heard it was going to be you and
Kiki.
Who? And Kiki.
And Geraldine.
Yes. I was like, because a lot of people they actually shot it down and they were like, DJ Towers, the fuck? I was like, nah, but guys, I think DJ Towers actually has the lunacy to handle the stage. I was actually hyped up.
Then I was there live. But no, that
it,
like for real, like
what happened?
You know that in any I'm a real dude. Pepper and Nagatak.
We noticed.
I Nagatak, but like, you know that the Jimmy Jogi, you know that is your brand. People make mistakes. Like, I'm sorry, like, mistakes are condom. Like, me, I make mistakes. And another the thing is that, but it's my mistake. I think, if I take a pure chance, like, in the chinjandaka zofari raka kane uwo kanzo iwo panakaenda ku UK akumbonzonzi DJ Towers vakaporonga I right now nditori ne song inonzi poronge right now shitoni I don't want to lie to ku UK ndiraunya soku draftira my first show ndaka gona ndada kutorere nokuti pandaka pinda pa stage ndaka turwa t-shirt and I was playing like a moko ndaka gadzikari yangu ndabana ngona musikana ba ndikurira shit And that girl, Anthony T-shirt, young. No. Like a Torah night, Anthony T-shirt, young. And I'm so proud with it. I do T-shirt, young. Actually, I'm doing something.
You're a rock star.
Seriously.
Anyway, DJ Towers, let's bring it back. Hold on, Brian.
Time.
No, wait. I want to hear about the. Why you got drunk? Pama Awards. Were you panicking?
It's not about panicking. Like, unzo shunja kangu iti kaka. Ente jandungo taura jesuti. But it's because jesuti. Even with girls, unzo di. The swayruruka. I was not myself. Ndani ni mu mazai. Pindi unzo di nanda isiro deposit yego UK. Ndani kani mu Faris. Ndani tonge mu Farisi. You understand? But for me.
Okay, so you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. We're somewhere near those questions.
But to tell the truth, I thought everything was fine.
But
he was a bit off.
For people, but for me personally.
Can I wait to work on thing? That's the thing. But Inina, I'm going to tell it to you from a personal perspective.
For you.
The DJ Towers that I got accustomed to and the DJ Towers what I got on that day, you could have done a lot better.
That's true.
That's my honest opinion. You could have done a lot better.
Inina always told people, I didn't know my balls are simple, but I boast you.
Okay.
I boast you.
He still balls.
I still ball.
Serious. you guys, you've been lovely, man.
Just the boy, BHO. But anyway, it's all good.
We're moving on to the next episode, to the next segment, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, next cool. Segment. Let's do that.
Pimpin, they call me DJ Towers. This is what I'm saying.
We're back.
What?
You kept on interrupting me, so I didn't know whether you were coming
you
in.
You gave
or
me
out.
A signal, and I was about to introduce my favorite segment.
My hands.
It's
my turn.
My gosh.
It's my favorite segment, right?
Mm. It's your favorite segment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my favorite segment, and it goes by the hashtag SMF. Yeah. Smash, marry, or friend zone.
It shouldn't be difficult because these guys are already free. And, you know, so it should be, you know, just a walk through, a walk in the park, especially with Tiara.
So the rules of the game are, are we doing the whole thing whereby we give them three names? Okay, we give you three names. Tiara obviously will give you male names, unless you want females.
No.
Okay, cool. We'll give you male names, right? All three of them. And then you have to tell us if whether you would smash, marry, or friendzone. And you have to use each option once.
Okay.
So you can't smash two people at the same time or marry two people.
Smash, marry, or friendzone.
Or friendzone. Yes. Like DJ Tao, same rules, only tukutilane females with you. And I will not offer you a males list.
I
Anyway, yeah, so those are the rules, yeah?
Okay, cool. All right,
let's do this.
Okay,
who are we starting with?
We'll start with the lady, of course.
Yeah, so Celatine, we're starting with you.
Okay.
Oops, never mind. Let's talk to Tiara.
Yeah.
Tiara, the names we're going to give you is number one, POY, number two, Shingi, number three, MC Cuts. So we need to know whether you would smash, marry, or friendzone MC Cuts, POY, or Shingi. Why?
It's not my. I cannot smash your man. I cannot. He's not the topic I want to marry now.
Okay, alright.
You can smash.
Nah.
And not marry.
No.
Alright,
no,
cool.
No.
Alright. Yeah, and moving along?
Yeah, pure why? Smash. Yeah.
Is it because of the whole Calvin thing or no?
Is it to make Calvin jealous?
I know. It's not even about Calvin.
Smash POY. Yeah. Hey, shit, that's a W for
POY.
That's a win for POY.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And automatically, you would marry
MC Cut.
MC Cut.
Oh,
cutter.
Oh, shoot.
Man.
She's blushing,
she's
guys.
She's blushing.
I'm not.
Yes,
I see. I see that she's, you're already in the process of getting married. Maybe we're on to something.
Comment.
We caught some wind of something here.
What if a dude is a monya shina?
What if a dude is already in here?
Is it you?
Not me.
Because the last time. Okay, never mind. Let's move on.
Now you're hearing me out.
Yeah.
Fine. So on. Just window interview in doubt. I was Brian Willis. No, I'm pissed off, but I'm going to go.
But I like your cap.
Yeah.
I like your cap.
Well, which cap? Oh, the Tisungo that's your cap.
Yeah, that's our job.
Let me take a. Okay, anyway. And. Okay, and.
DJ Towers! DJ Towers!
Foot moves you. DJ Towers, man. Anyway. I'm sure you heard the rules as well. So your names are, number one, we have Melissa Moyo, aka Size 6.
Size 6.
X. And this is,
I don't know.
Give him all the names.
Oh, okay, there's her, then there's Pokelo, and then there is Arifa. AKA Riri.
Interview.
Interview. These are the last three women left on the planet.
Who would you smash, marry, or friendzone? Size 6 or Arifa and Pokelo?
For Arifa, friendzone.
Why? You've had her in a lot of videos.
This is gonna be cool because now he's left with Smash or Mary.
like for Arifa, honey, names are politics, you understand? You understand? But I think I'm gonna crush now. I cannot teach you.
There's somebody else you tapped.
It's not about that. But you know that if Kat cannot stand, that chick, inform me. Is a sister.
Really get it? Strong. I'm always on my best now, dudes.
You understand? Kuti, for me, personally,
Thank you for that addition, man. I just realized the entire mistake.
Why?
Pokelo was not supposed to be on that list. Oh, but anyway, you'd smash. But okay, Melissa, size 6, Arifa, and Tasha Apple.
Whew. But we know you'd smash Pokelo.
But anyway, that's
a problem. That's a bonus. You understand? That's a bonus. But for Tasha Apple, go smash.
Okay. Why?
Because
Tiara? You say what?
You understand?
Okay,
but sorry, but for Tasha Ape, I think I think they got crushed. So smash.
Okay.
But for size 6, Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Wife material?
Are you wife material?
And then the last one, Arifa.
Arifa, understand that friend
zone.
Okay. It's not Arifa ganaga, but this is like personal reason. Like for me, Maruza and you know, like on Makuziro and like Tina Woody DJ Towers, like,
yeah.
My principles. Can I face? Yeah, in the gazes, like right now.
Yeah.
If I know your chick.
Yeah.
And even soft.
You better not.
Yeah. your cheek, like your cheek, and if I look more soft, maybe better one this one.
But then again, just to kind of jump out of the whole, just to touch on my principles.
You said, my principles. Like
what do you want? Date someone your friend has dated.
Yeah.
What about when it comes to taking sides? Would you befriend an enemy of your brother or your friend? My principles, Zanozo, how do you align them in that situation?
Come again, context? As soon as we see
something. Like, can your brother or your friend an enemy? But then, like you said, maybe you might see.
That's true. I can take an example, Shingi used to like to be full star.
Yes.
But for me,
example.
It's a good example. But for me, you know, Pandai sangana stana we used to. Not even for real, like I was a biggest fan of stana with Andrew, like when I was in school.
Okay.
Losing they do mtezira like mafikira itu ida, but I was so proud, like kuti right now akukwanisa kuti noza chinja ndakafarira chandakaudza kuti how can stand up kuti anoda kukusaina. It means you are huge. So, and I was so proud of that kuti vanhu vakanyatsa kundudza kanzi that means you are doing well kuti understand angosaina munhu asina deal.
Okay.
But I don't know what I think I got too much sauce.
So my principle check.
I for me, yeah. But for me, like, okay. Punish me, if Kat can a tiara panamu are beef and I like. If for example, like Tiara Taroti, Kiki Anga Shandena, but if Kiki right now can actually sign or an drink, I would do something with Kiki. What are you going to do? What plate?
Okay.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to you understand? Saka, it's all about fame, bruh.
Machines with a gawan.
I said it.
And anyway, our producer is just pacing up and down. Touching mouses and everything, so
watching the air like a mace video.
We sadly have to end our interview.
It was very interesting,
very eye opening. No characters were slandered in the production of this one.
That is not true. We knew Calvin, we now know Calvin offered dick to Tiara.
Hey, maybe not.
He has to say something. I mean, I hope you got proof because I think Calvin's gonna come out swinging. Hey, buddy. Anyway, we have to end there.
But yeah, just tell the people where they can find you online.
Okay, but for me, yeah, it's my time to shine. But shout out to you guys. I must stay in that energy deeper because I mean, but shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
My child to shine. I'm not going to shine. But now starting with Ongo Askana, you pass. No, that shine. You understand? I don't. But for me, I'm so proud because right now, Kat, I got like a platform. I'm going to go UK right now. Was that I was Muzarum fans, so fans shop. Tasiana Nimbiru, a temple, do you understand? Right now, down to top fans. I'm so proud of Kat. Even I do want right now, and I would change the way I think with our Uti. But I'm on Utin Dark Funder right now, but I change, you understand?
Yeah.
But can I'm not better DJ Towers, guy? I must want to go to Tongi, put in a piece and school batika Zumania. You understand? But go to my Instagram, Snapchat, and go to DJ Towers 263. Chedar and Dagapu on a good father on cut. DJ Towers 263. Mugango type of size also. And DM face we are, and I'm going to Mandi Ona Kushiba Matiku. Yes, but shout out like Serious Records crew. Tiara Mana Chimbo Moonswai.
Yeah. I know we'll be monitoring from now on.
Ngo Mazana Zoga. I don't want to lie to you. Bama Ruguya LP Ruguya.
Alright.
And I don't want to lie to you. In any agat and the new one on TV.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure Tiara jams this on you.
Oh,
nice. And the one who told me, I'm so proud of you. The one who told me, the one who found my laptop, the one who got big.
Okay. So, Tiara, where can we find you on social media?
Instagram, Tiara Baluti. Mm-hmm. Twitter, the same thing. Facebook, the same name.
Okay, all so right. It's Tiara Baluti on all platforms.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys.
If you want. Uh-huh. Like collaborations or what? I got my manager.
Who's your manager?
Three letters. CUT.
CUT.
Yeah.
Who's your boyfriend?
No way.
No comment.
CUT.
Nah. Oh no.
Speculating. Just speculating.
You know, man, I'm zumbo do funzo tam singu kano. What are the one who do nae? So, yeah. Apati. I'm thinking I'm seeing with serious situation.
Wataura kutunaya no kuda kusiba wako nezimi no kapero oro wataura.
And you can follow us just to kind of round off. I'm just producer, man.
You wait.
You can catch us on Instagram at Keep It Real Fridays. The same on Facebook, and then the Twitter is at Keep It Real
Fra
F-R-I.
We ran out of letters.
And I am social. Your social architect.
Yeah, good one. Oh, for Brian Willis, no relation of Bruce.
At SELETINE on all social media platforms.
This was Keep It Real Friday.
And now, Capital 263.